The 2022 calendar year was one to remember, and now is a time of reflection. The Year in Review program is brought to you by Hancock's Neighborhood Market, H.B. Quinn Attorney at Law, Cadiz Trigg County Tourism, and Raider Auction Company. In April, a former Trigg County High School teacher was indicted by a Christian County grand jury on a charge of sexual abuse stemming from an alleged incident more than 5 years old. Ashley M. Wells, a 39-year-old of Hopkinsville, had reportedly made sexual contact with a minor with whom she held a position of authority over in December 2016. The Trigg County Board of Education unanimously authorized a 2% raise for the school system, while four targeted groups, custodians, food service workers, bus monitors, and nurses, received targeted increases of their own. Following its six-night run, the Hopkinsville Rotary Club's 72nd annual auction raised more than $500,000 for local youth and seniors, a record for the most money ever raised by the organization. A Hopkinsville man, 40-year-old Ray Tate, was sentenced to life in prison without parole after pleading guilty for the December 2021 shooting death of an Illinois sheriff's deputy. Law enforcement officials in Todd County investigated what were believed to be human bones found in a wooded area off of Big Pond Road in Todd County. KSP reported that someone hunting in the area located the bones. Officials with Sanctuary Incorporated and the Hopkinsville Christian County Public Library unveiled a new mural celebrating power and peace on the side of the building facing the rail trail in what was a beautifully designed effort from CCPS art instructor Paula G. and her student muralists. Cadiz Rotary Club smashed its own fundraising goal at the 55th annual radio auction, bringing in more than $318,000 for local youth and seniors of Trigg County. Another $100,000-plus were also raised to benefit Genesis Express and its up-and-coming Intergeneration Center on Jefferson Street. In the month's second week, a bout of severe weather in West Kentucky produced 6 weak tornadoes in the region and brought severe warnings to Caldwell, Lyon, Trigg, Christian, Hopkins, and Muhlenberg counties. An EF1 tornado was confirmed in the Rockcastle area of Trigg County, while an EF0 tornado was confirmed in South Hopkins County. Downed trees and power lines were concerns. WKDZ celebrated its 56th birthday of being on the radio waves as 92-year-old Willie Wilson regaled about the station's origins and humble beginnings. Its first general manager, Wilson, said the first sounds of the organization were a pre-recording of the national anthem played by the Trigg County High School Band and a pair of vinyl hits, Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Were Made for Walkin' and the McGuire Sisters' Sincerely. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and 1st District Congressman James Comer announced the introduction of the LBL Recreation and Heritage Act, which many view as a colossal victory for the ancestors of Between the Rivers, as well as naturalists and conservationists seeking financial and fiscal stability for the wildlife refuge and popular recreation spot. An anonymous Cadiz couple found themselves $60,000 richer thanks to a quick trip to the Murray Walmart and the $5 Queen of Hearts ticket from the Kentucky Lottery. Hundreds of families, friends, and noted dignitaries gathered at the Hopkinsville Alhambra Theater to celebrate the life and legacy of native author Bell Hooks, better known as Gloria Jean Watkins. In May, Karen Brofman, a Cerulean woman charged with arson and multiple counts of attempted murder, is sentenced to 20 years in prison following a guilty plea as part of an agreement in Christian County Circuit Court. She'd originally been given a life sentence in December of 2020, but it was reversed by the Kentucky Supreme Court. After weeks of litigation and deliberating, the Cadiz Trigg Planning Commission okays the beginning construction of the Stonegate subdivision near the entrance of Business Highway 6880. A preliminary plat presented by landowner Justin Reynolds and his construction and architect team revealed a three-phase, multi-million-dollar effort for homes, streets, and a septic lagoon system. Christian County, Hopkinsville, and Trigg County High School celebrate large graduations with little interruption, but with plenty of pomp and circumstance and celebration. More than 1,000 gather at the CFSB Center in Murray for the funeral of Callaway County Chief Deputy and Princeton native Jody Cash, a 44-year-old officer whose life was tragically taken following an altercation at the Marshall County Detention Center earlier in the month. A 25-minute motorcade of officers from across the state ended with Cash's body being laid to rest in the Murray City Cemetery. Following the discovery of an irregularity in the Christian County Republican primary election, Mark Graham requests a recount of the results in the Ward 7 City Council race. County Clerk Mike Kim reported that 109 voters from Ward 8 had cast ballots in the Ward 7 race, and Graham had lost to Doug Wilcox by one vote. By a vote of 3-2, the Christian County Public Schools Board of Education passed an across-the-campus 3% raise for all certified and classified employees, with some specific personnel receiving improved concessions. Christian County District 7 Magistrate Jerry Gillum took 36% of the primary vote, edging Dan Mason, Katie Moyer, and Tommy McGraw for the party's nod in the judge executive race against Democrat and 24-year veteran Steve Tribble. Officials from the Pentagon announced the deployment of more elements from the 101st Airborne Division air assault out of Fort Campbell and into Europe, continuing an unrelenting commitment to Europe and NATO allies following the war between Russia and Ukraine. LaShonda Bell, also known as LaShonda Person, was arrested in Union County in connection with a 2006 Christian County murder and robbery of a man. The U.S. Marshals Service had an outstanding warrant on her. A 55-year-old woman, Regina Vaughs, was also arrested and charged for the crime in what was a reopened cold case for the death of 84-year-old Roscoe Mays of Greenville Road. The Kentucky Supreme Court issued a show cause order discussing the potential license suspension of Christian County Commonwealth's attorney Rick Bowling. A third instance of reported professional misconduct and a delay on a sanction led the court to avoid waiting on disciplinary action from the Kentucky Bar Association. And the Hopkinsville City Council approved the legal sales of alcoholic beverages on Sundays. In June, in a conversation with Cadiz Trigg County planning officials, representatives from Five Star confirmed that they'll be locating one of their signature gas stations at the Jolly Ranch subdivision along U.S. 6880 near Cadiz and directly across from F&B Bank. Hundreds of soldiers from Fort Campbell left for a 9-month deployment to Europe in order to assist NATO allies and continue the deterrence of Russian aggression in and around Ukraine. Lyon County's Caitlin Hooks, no stranger to pageants, earns a bid to the Kentucky State Fair after earning the crown at the Miss Western Kentucky State Fair in Hopkinsville. State officials announced the beginning of a 10-year construction project involving the new I-69 Ohio River Crossing Bridge between Henderson and Evansville, Indiana. This will be the ending portion of the I-69 corridor timeline in Kentucky. A jury came to a deadlock 11-1 decision in the case of 27-year-old Allison Simpson, one of the women found guilty of abusing children while employed at the First United Methodist Church Daycare Center in 2018 and 2019. Simpson's attorney, Eric Bearden, had asked the jury to consider an 8.5-year prison sentence. The Trigg County Chamber of Commerce celebrated at the Lake Barkley State Resort Park, naming Buddy Civils the 2021-22 Citizen of the Year. A 1965 graduate of Trigg County High School, Civils' resume speaks for itself. Willie Wilson earned Spirit of Trigg County. Trigg County Middle School 8th grade teacher Kristen Long is named Educator of the Year. Trigg County's firefighters were presented the President's Award. Janine Johnston and the Burger Barn are tabbed for the Horizon Award, and F&B Bank received the nod for Best Foot Forward. Officials from Oridon announced their intent to Christian County Fiscal Court for the construction of a $220 million, 550-acre, 175-megawatt solar farm in northern Christian County to be named Dogwood LLC. The Kentucky Lock at Tennessee River Mile 22.4 closes following the accidental sinking of a barge in its lock chamber. All river traffic was rerouted through Barkley Lock, which connects the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers. The Trigg County ballot for the November general election is set, with 9 candidates planned for 6 city council seats, Sheriff Aaron Akery against 4 write-in candidates, and 3 fiscal court seats with opposition. Circuit Court Clerk also sees opposition, while Stan Humphreys as judge executive, Todd King as mayor, and Lauren Fowler as PVA see no contest in October. Officials with Hopkinsville Parks and Recreation announced that famous classic rock and disco sensation KC and the Sunshine Band will headline Summer Salute 2022 after having to postpone a previously planned appearance due to COVID-19. I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for Your News Edge.